The Curry Playwrights Forum presents a podcast in 8 curious episodes by Larry Bliss. All great civilizations erect monuments to show the world their daring and might. In the Research Triangle of North Carolina, a gleaming monument will rise to conquer the sky. 160 stories tall, built of quantum welded carbon fiber and titanium, home of 40,000 people and 2,000 businesses. The world will look on it and despair. Erasing the sun with this shadow, it is the Spire.
Okay. Not like we're at DEFCON 1. Goodness gravy.
I miss my old samovar. Now there was a thing of beauty. Fit for the Tsar himself. At least that's what great-grandfather Pyotr said before they hauled him off to the gulag. Ah, those were the days when the malcontents knew their place. Now, Ivana, remember, you're an American now. You can't just rat people out to the KGB like you could when you were a kid. You're in the Triangle now, home of the enlightened and the righteous. Oh, fudge. Ivana Rostov. Hello, Denise. It's late. Name your problem, honey. Oh, that. Nisi. Since I am from the lovely slopes of the Caucasus Mountains, therefore Caucasian, and therefore the whitest white person you know, I'm reasonably certain I know better than you how to research a story on the white bread industry. Yes, Denise. I realize that you are the executive editor of the Durham Dish. The Triangle's a regional free weekly, but you must understand that I have my boots on the ground. I have been investigating radioactive white bread particles for 6 months, and I know what I'm talking about. All right, Nisi, we'll hash it out tomorrow. As you news hens like to say, I'm not insulting you. In my country, hens are highly respected members of the collective. Is this why you called me at 1 a.m.? To bust my marbles. Oh, what else? Okay, number one on my radar is Buddy Buxton. My sources tells me he's about to announce some big new project. Very big. I don't have any specifics, but my source kept using words like unprecedented and stupendous. I'm also keeping an eye on Brad Satterfight. My too deep to mention source in the CIA tells me he bears watching. I know he's only the assistant sub-commissioner of the Triangle Interzonal Authority, but I'm being told he's a sleeper and he may wake up at any time. No, nothing else. Look, Denise, my Earl Grey ski is getting cold. Okay, let's meet tomorrow at the Dewdrop. 2:30. Da. Later, babe. Hi, great Caesar's ectoplasm, that woman's hours are as crazy as mine. Okay, Ivana, let's end the day with a nice cup of tea, a shot of vodka, and a little Pushkin in the night. Yes. Holy moly! Ivana Rostov, you're harshing my chillax time! Oh. Hello there, handsome. I haven't heard from you in far too long. What brings you into town, honey bunch? Oh, that's very tempting, my dear, but it's past my Betty Bice. Now, if you sweetened the offer, I might. The mask! You'll wear the mask. Oh, let me just be sure we're on the same page. The Vladdy mask, with the jaunty receding hairline and the steely gaze. And will you go bare-chested like our supreme leader in his glorious horseback adventure? You will. You know, darling, moist hole just opened up in my calendar. Come right on over. Yes. When you get in the parking lot, just text me the usual. That's right. BC for booty call. Till then, toodles. All of a sudden, Pushkin looks like small potatoes. Now, it's time to try out my hot, nasty girl playlist.
Let us draw a discreet veil over the ensuing merriment. Some things are best left to the imagination. Don't worry, dear listeners. We'll make up for it later. The next afternoon, just up 15501, the regulars are gathering at an ever-popular watering hole, the Dewdrop Inn. Drew Rochelle, a comely daughter of Africa, has just poured a libation for her friend with benefits, Brad Satterwhite.
Here you are, big fella. Shaken, not stirred.
But this is ginger ale. It's only 2 o'clock.
I'm practicing. The Friends of 007 convention is opening at the Mega Lodge.
Ooh, well, everyone has to have a hobby.
And yours is?
I'm looking at her.
I like it. Oh, look, here comes another frat boy.
I'll slide over so as to overhear the latest in lame come-ons.
Say, gorgeous, are you an astronaut?
No, I am but a humble hospitality provider.
You could have fooled me, cause you have an ass that's out of this world.
You know what they say. Some have a good rap and some have an original rap. Mm. But very few have a good and original rap.
Well...
No worries. That was a freebie. What do you have?
I'll have a bud with a twist.
You're new at this, aren't you?
I guess it shows, huh?
Don't worry. Since it's so early, I'll give you a Presbyterian.
Actually, I'm a Baptist.
Same thing.
Pull up a stool next to me, friend. Drew, put it on my tab.
You sure?
You're a decent guy. You just need a few pointers.
Okay, thanks. I'm Eddie Page.
And I'm Brad. And this dusky jewel is Drusilla.
Only he gets to call me that, Eddie, on account of he worships me.
Devoutly.
And I encourage it. Call me Drew.
Sure, Drew. Hey, that line...
Comes with the territory, Eddie. You a Mendler student?
Just matriculated.
Ooh, big word. English major?
No, but I read a lot. I'm in civil engineering, I think. You know, Brad, you look a little like Ryan Gosling.
Oh, Brad, they've caught on to your alias. Only the CIA knows his real name.
Honey, I told you not to do that. Now I'll have to go to my backup alias. Eddie, damn glad to meet ya. My name is Sven Svensson.
Gosh almighty, you're a spy?
Eddie, that sound you hear is your chain being jerked. Sven, go easy.
Yes, dear.
I don't care who you are, Madam Capitalist. You can try that my boss is on vacation, jive with me till the cows come home, but I have ways of getting what I want, and they aren't always pretty. Goodbye to you too, you little imperialist stooge. I've got to update my material. Imperialist stooge doesn't impress people like it used to. Yoo-hoo, Miss Barmaid! I'll have my usual.
Hello, Ivana. You're generally a night owl. I'm not used to soaking in your charms during the day.
My editor insisted on day meeting.
Life sure is tough.
My oh my. Who might you be?
I might be anyone, but I go by Brad.
Has anyone ever told you you look like Ryan Gosling?
As a matter of fact...
Ivana Rostov, meet my boyfriend. Brad Satterwhite.
Aha! I recognize you now from Interzonal website. You're even more scrumptious in person. Tell me, have you ever wondered what Russian women are really like?
Here's your drink. I suggest you drink it carefully. You never know what someone might have put in it.
Oh, Miss Rochelle, you're not playing with some dewy-eyed college cheek. I play for keeps.
So do I.
It'll take more than a shot across the bow with your barmaid water gun to intimidate me, Drusilla.
I have a friend who can slash 4 tires in 10 seconds, and then she gets mad.
Drew, darling, maybe it's best to table this emotion.
You are so correct, lover. Looks like I have a customer to attend to.
You do that, sugar.
My peripheral vision is excellent, Ivana. It must be my youth.
Meow! So, tell me, Mr. Satterwhite, how goes it in the world of triangle interzones?
Well enough.
Just what do you do there anyway?
No, I'm sure you've seen our website.
Any monkey can spew puffery. I want to know what you actually accomplish.
It's a little hard to say.
Try me.
Well, I am a primary liaison between representatives of public, private, and mixed domain entities at all levels of stakeholding.
Say what?
In other words, you talk on the phone all day.
Well, there's more to it than that. Perhaps if you contacted our media person, Barbette, she could set you up with an interview. Off the record, of course.
Off the record. I love it when you Americans throw that around. Where I come from, the recording light is always on.
Is she bothering you, Brad?
Just doing my job, Drusy. How's about you do yours?
Lean over, Evie. I have something to whisper in your ear.
Well, there's a word you don't hear every day. Oh, look, there's my 230. Here's for the drink, Drusilla. You have yourself a wonderful day. Toodles!
My God, Drew. She practically shriveled when you said that. What did you tell her?
Lend me your ear.
Good Christ! Did your mom teach you that?
I learned it all on my own.
Don't leave me out!
Okay, but don't say I didn't warn you.
Whoa, that's both dangerous and exciting.
Odd, I hardly ever get texts at this number. Overload, singularity, pretext. What? Are you out of your freaking mind? That violates just about every...
You got pretty excited there, honey. What gives?
Dearest, that's on a need-to-know basis.
Really? I can think of something else that's on a need-to basis.
I'm not sure I like the sound of that.
No.
Look at the time. I just remembered I'm overdue at the garage. Yeah, good old garage.
Yeah, you might not be hitting on all cylinders.
That's a good one, darling. I'm off. Whoa. I meant to do that. Test out the exit strategy in case of fire. Yes, fire. Hi-ho.
Is he always this way?
No, he isn't.
Hey, Drew, I have a question.
Okay.
It's a little embarrassing.
I hope I can handle it. We bartenders only get sweetness and light.
Okay. That Ivana, she's not bad looking. You think she might go out with me?
I don't know, Eddie. A woman like her only plays in the bigs. I wouldn't get your hopes up.
Okay.
Now that girl over there.
Ooh, the one with the big...
No, next to her.
The redhead. Well, she's okay, but I like big... Ow! Why'd you thump me on the forehead like that?
Because Miss She's Okay has been looking at you for the past 10 minutes.
Oh. You think...
I know. Go over there and talk to her. Right now.
Really? What do I say?
Just say hello. Don't ask if she's an astronaut or any other pickup line you read online somewhere. Mm. Just start a conversation. Get her to talk about herself.
Well, okay.
Eddie?
Yes?
Take your drink.
Okay. Why are you doing this?
My good deed for the day.
Okay. Here I go!
He's a good kid.
Hey, honey. When you're through at Joe College, I need a little service over here.
Sorry, sir. I should stick Ivana on him.
The next Sunday, in always fashionable West Raleigh, the Right Reverend Graciela Smythewick Summersby is laying down the word at the packed house at the Freedom Road Temple of Abundant Grace and Power Packed Holiness, LLC.
Sisters and brothers, I can hear you crying out. No, no, no. We have to do it my way. It's what you're saying. It's our way or the highway, Lord. We love you, but we gotta do our own thing. Is that right? Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Sisters and brothers, I'm shocked. Shocked to hear these words coming out of my lips. Shocked and dismayed. Shocked and dismayed. That sounds like a what? An attitude problem.
Yes.
That sounds like we've kicked God to the curb, grabbed the steering wheel, and gone off the freeway of lust in a pink Mercedes. Yes, it does. You're talking about some powerful sin, some serious backsliding. Yes, indeed. Do say amen.
Amen.
Sisters and brothers, that's a fool's game. Going against the Lord, that's what you call the slippery slope down the off-ramp and onto Perdition Boulevard. And once you're on that road, there ain't no map patrol to take you home, no. That Perdition Boulevard lives straight to the eternal barbecue pit. Only there ain't no savory hush puppies to please your palate. No, sir. Perdition is a sourful, painful place where the coleslaw tastes like wet cardboard, where the sweet tea is defunct, and the biscuits taste like fried, dried lint. Do you want that life, dear friends? Do you want that forever to
live?
So what you gotta do? How you gonna save yourself from the demons, the little imps, the little devils that bore into you like telemarketers and never let you go? They're those little weevils of evil that start at the toes and work their way up till they've invaded your brain. And that song you couldn't stand back on earth is now playing 24/7. What you gonna do to grab on to sweet salvation? You gotta repent. You gotta turn around. Stop dead in your tracks. Grab hold of the PC in your soul and hit reset. You gotta change. And I don't mean that little piddling change you like to do when someone busts your chops for cutting a line in the supermarket. I mean, you gotta do some real change. Some serious change. Some come to Jesus change. There's an alligator on your ass, and you have to put on the mighty armor of the Lord and wrestle that bad boy straight back to the swamp. Send him home to his with his tail tucked between his legs and begging for mercy. Oh, Lord, sweet mercy. Can I get a witness? Can I get a big-ass foot-stomping amen?
Tell it, Pookie.
Say what?
Tell it, Pookie.
Nobody calls me Pookie in my house. What's your name, sister?
Drew. Drew Rochelle. I'm in hospitality at the Dewdrop Inn. My mom knows your mom. I really feel your sermon. I didn't mean to name check you, Reverend. I just got carried away.
Well, thank you, sister. I don't go by that name anymore, but it's good to hear from you. Why don't you stop by next week and we can chat?
I'll do that.
All right now. That was a little curve, wasn't it? Sometimes life likes to throw you the knuckleball. And you just gotta grab that ball and throw it right back to the pitcher. You gotta step back to the plate and hit that ball out of the park. I tell you, clean out the park and into the next county. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Amen and amen and amen.
Yes,
so now, dear children, it's time. Time for what, you say? Dear children, it's time for the love offering. Yes. Say it, children.
This is my favorite part.
And when I say love offering, you and me both know what that means. It's time to spread the love. God is love. Jesus is love. Because it takes love to rebuke those bills. Yes, it does. It takes love to pay the rent, the coffee, and the donuts. And when the bank has had all the love it can stand, it's time to dig down. To dig down deep till it hurts. And get out your wallet. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Dig down deep and give of yourself. Give of your Visa card, your debit card, your change, your cash, your checks, your Bitcoin, your frequent flyer miles, your anything and everything. Give it till it hurts. So good. Brothers and sisters, moms and dads, aunts and uncles, bring it on home and let it fly to glory. To glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell it, sister.
There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. I love that Will Shakespeare. So many times his poetry skates over the thin ice of the truth. Oh dear, that sounded pretentious, didn't it? Well, that's the price of omniscience. Hello out there, all of you within reach of my voice. I bring you greetings from, well, that would be giving it away, wouldn't it? In the long run, it's better for you to work it out than for me to tell you. What did you just say? What's my name? If you called my name, do you think it would help? It wouldn't. I play by my own rules, and they are subject to being rewritten. You can call me the Unknown One. Even if that's an oxymoron, of course. You're already learning things about me, such as my love of the bard, and my fondness for allusions, to say nothing of illusions, and dubious puns. If you'd rather call me by another name, try calling me
Marina.
Oh, that's a pretty name. I may have to use it sometime on one of my visits elsewhere.
Won't you need my permission?
Permission? Do you ask permission of your car keys to drive on the interstate? Do you require the approval of your bath mat before you take a shower? When you do a poopy, do you... Okay, I'll be more dignified as befits such a one of my radiant presence. Oh, you're calling me from the world next door. Apparently I'm needed to resolve some existential dilemma. I wish Horatio were here. Always nice to have friends with me who know how to set up a punchline. You could be my friend, too. All it takes is a little imagination and appreciation of my jokes. Well, that and doing what I say, of course. That should go without saying, but some people need to have everything spelled out. Very well, then, people of the triangle. I leave you to your own devices, such as they are. Till next time.
Well, was that obscure enough for you? No? Don't worry. Our author can easily ratchet up the bullshit. Here's a little secret. He enjoys it. The Spire is made possible by the Memodyne Group. Artificial intelligence, artificial stupidity, and so much more. M-E-M-I-D-Y-N-E spells Memodyne. This has been a Martin Quinn production of excellence.